Good day, Peru Kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Thursday, January 11, 2024. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has assured President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. that the Indonesian government will re-examine the case of Mary Jane Beloso, a Filipina on death row over drug charges, Malacanang said on Thursday. In a text message, Communications Secretary Cheloy Garapil said Widodo made the commitment during his meeting with Marcos at Malacanang Palace in Manila on Wednesday. Widodo is currently in the Philippines for a 3-day official visit. To recall, Marcos asked Widodo on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Indonesia in May this year to re-examine the case of Beloso as a favor to the Philippines. Marcos is hoping clemency will be given to Beloso at the appropriate time, as he relays the progress on the case filed against her recruiters in the Philippines, Foreign Affairs Undersecretary Maria Teresa Lazaro said in a statement on Wednesday. During his bilateral meeting with Widodo on Wednesday, Marcos reported that the legal interrogates required from the Philippine Regional Trial Court on Beloso's case have already been sent to Jakarta to her to an answer. Beloso was arrested in 2010 after Indonesian authorities found 2.6 kilograms of heroin in her suitcase. She was given a last-minute reprieve in April 2015 when the Philippine government informed Indonesia that her recruiters had surrendered. A proposed 200 million pesos concrete part to market road funded under the Philippine Rural Development Project of the Department of Agriculture stands to benefit upland barangays in the southernmost part of Antique. The project, stretching 8 kilometers, will connect the border barangays of Anini and Tobias Ponier towns, said Vice Governor Edgar Denosta on Thursday. The social preparation includes meeting with officials and residents of affected barangays and geotagging to determine the numbers of trees to be affected by the road project. The project will make it accessible for upland farmers to bring their produce like corn, coconut, livestock, and poultry to public markets. The MFR will make the barangays accessible to four-wheel vehicles. Currently, they hire motorcycles to transport their produce. The last paved road going to these barangays is the portion of Kasay Viejo, situated about 4 kilometers from the town proper of Anini. Antique Provincial Engineering Office Chief Inocencio Dahao Jr. said they submitted the detailed engineering plan for the project to the Department of Agriculture last month. A total of 104 organizations have filed their respective manifestations to participate in the party list race for the May 2025 midterm elections. In a statement Thursday, the Commission on Elections provide the list of sectoral parties, sectoral organizations, political parties, and coalition of political parties that filed manifestation of intent to participate in the party list system of representation elections for next elections. COMELEC spokesperson John Rex Ludyanko said the list is not yet final as it will undergo scrutiny by the poll body. On the other end, COMELEC chairperson George Garcia noted that one organization that is looking to join the party list polls should only file one MIP. Among those who filed their MIP were Kasamak Regional Political Party, Sulong Dignidad Regional Political Party, Anti-Crime and Terrorism Community Involvement and Support Inc. or ACCIS, Tulungan Tayo and Diwa Party List, Democratic Independent Workers Association. The COMELEC said the names of party list nominees may be submitted at a later date. The German government is ready to work with Manila to prevent a crisis from breaking out in the South China Sea by helping in promote international law while strengthening its maritime security. Its top diplomat said Thursday after raising concern over the rising tensions in the region. Speaking to local and foreign press in Manila, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock called out China's claims for extensive maritime areas and harassment against Filipino vessels in the West Philippine Sea. Baerbock emphasized that the 2016 arbitral ruling had been clear that Beijing's claims are not covered by international law. She said Berlin, through the European Union, will also work with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in promoting the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, which declares the states have rights to resources within their 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone. On maritime security, she said Berlin would expand its existing cooperation with the Philippine Coast Guard, including by providing possible additional drones for the region. In 2022, Germany donated 2 units of unmanned aerial vehicles or drones to the PCG to help the agency enhance capacity in securing a rules-based order along the Philippines coastline. The German top diplomat, who is in Manila for a bilateral meeting with Foreign Affairs Secretary Enrique Manalo, will also visit the PCG headquarters this afternoon to hear firsthand the challenges they face in protecting Manila's rights in the West Philippine Sea. Germany will support initiatives and mechanisms to peacefully resolve tensions in the South China Sea, Baerbock added. On the top of maritime concerns, Baerbock and Manalo also discussed Germany's peace initiatives and development cooperation with the Philippines, as well as ways to boost bilateral trade and investments on renewable energy, among others. Manalo thanked Baerbock for Berlin's unflinching support for the international law and described the country as a valuable partner for the Philippines both bilaterally and multilaterally. Baerbock's Manila trip marks the first visit by a German federal foreign minister to the Philippines in over a decade. The Anti-Terrorism Act of 2020 can be implemented despite the government's proclamation of amnesty program for communist insurgents and other rebel groups, a justice official said Thursday. He said the Anti-Terrorism Law Act is fully operationalized since January 15 following the Supreme Court issuance of its guidelines. The High Court earlier said the rules shall apply to petitions and applications regarding detentions without judicial warrants of arrest, surveillance orders, okay, freeze orders, restrictions on travel designations, proscriptions, and other court insurance promulgated to implement the Anti-Terrorism Act and other related laws. In the same briefing, Associate Solicitor James Clearport Santos from the Office of Solicitor General said the Marcos administration's amnesty program and the anti-terrorism law are two different animals. Meanwhile, NTF LCAC spokesperson Joel C. Eggo urged all remaining insurgents to surrender now or face terrorism charges. Only 2 provisions of the anti-terrorism law were declared unconstitutional: protests being equated to terrorism and the designation of individuals or groups as terrorists upon the request of local or foreign groups. Earlier this week, the DOJ indicted 11 new People's Army members on terrorism charges for the ambush of Philippine Army soldiers in Barangay Malisbong, Sablayan, Occidental Mindoro on May 30, 2023. The first test case for the law, Clabano and Santos also hailed the Supreme Court ruling as a powerful tool of the government to combat any form of terrorism in the country. Santos, also a spokesperson for NTF-LCAC's legal corporation cluster, assured that law enforcement agencies will abide by the rules in prosecuting terrorism by taking a balanced approach. Join us again tomorrow for another news update here in our podcast. My name is Jan Cal Flores. Have a good day and God bless.